The Trump administration is pulling out of dozens of international organizations. Nearly half of them are part of the United Nations and were created to address issues like climate change, human rights, and women's health. This decision came in an executive order yesterday, and it's part of a wider U.S. retreat from global cooperation that began when Trump took office last year. NPR Global Health correspondent Fatma Tanis joins us now. Hi.
Hi.
So start by just giving us more details about the organizations the U.S. is pulling out of, and what do they do?
Well, the big headline is that the U.S. is pulling out of a key international treaty on climate change, as well as other climate-focused organizations. But most of the groups on the list were working on issues like international security, energy, even addressing violence against women and children. Now, 31 of the organizations on the list were UN-affiliated, so that's more than half of all UN agencies. And one expert we talked to put it as, quote, an unprecedented assault on the United Nations. On the other hand, Brett Schaefer, an expert on the UN with the think tank American Enterprise Institute, told me he found the list underwhelming.
I see it as a missed opportunity. The president's original executive order talked about reassessing and realigning U.S. interests in terms of its participation in international organizations. And this is more, in my opinion, pruning around the margins.
He says the UN's largest organizations are mainly untouched by this executive order, although many of them, like UNICEF, have already had funding cuts by the administration.
Why did the administration pull out of all of these groups?
Well, Secretary of State Marco Rubio explained it in a statement. He said these organizations are advancing agendas that are, quote, a threat to our nation's sovereignty, freedoms, and general prosperity. He made a point that this was about saving taxpayer money, although the U.S. wasn't really spending a lot of money on these groups. Rubio also noted that this decision is building on the work the administration already did by dismantling USAID, the U.S. Agency for International Development, last year.
How does this move fit in with that agenda?
So it's part of the administration's beef with multilateral institutions and NGOs, which they largely view as having progressive motives. But, you know, it's not really that this administration doesn't care about things like energy or counterterrorism like these organizations were working on. It's that it doesn't want to do that work. It doesn't want to collaborate with the UN on those issues.
So if they're walking away from these groups, how does the administration propose dealing with these various global issues?
Well, they want to do it by making one-on-one agreements with individual countries. But Tom Boyke with the Council on Foreign Relations says there's limitations to that approach. For one thing, it takes a really long time to make these deals. So far, the U.S. has made agreements with only 9 countries in Africa, and that's just in healthcare. Boyke also said these organizations that the U.S. has pulled out of, they already had buy-in from various countries, even ones that the U.S. is not friendly with. So withdrawing from them will be felt.
Those all will have everyday effects on Americans because it's difficult to make progress on health, climate, environment, or counterterrorism challenges that, you know, by the very nature, span borders.
There's also concern with countries like Russia and China still in these groups that the U.S. pulled out of, that the U.S. could lose out on influence on the global stage.
NPR's Fatma Tanis, thank you so much.
Thank you.